Now, fourthly and lastly, the situation today. The situation today is that the burning house is burning more merrily than ever. I need not go into details. We've only got to open our newspapers or listen to the radio any day of the week, and we know that the burning house is burning and blazing more merrily than ever before. So the whole question of escape, or to use a better word, the whole question of transcendence, of growth, of development into a higher state, into a higher stage, becomes more urgent than ever, both for the individual singly and for the individual as a member of a spiritual community. And we know that conventional religion, as it has come down to us so far, is no longer very helpful or very useful. And even we may say that traditional Eastern Buddhism is no longer very helpful or useful also, even in the East. But at the same time, we must say that there's no reason for us to despair. It's always darkest, they say, before the dawn. And potentially, at least, we are on the threshold of what we may venture to describe as a new age. An age when the world will be one world, when there'll be a single world community, a single common human culture, to which all existing cultures will contribute their best, when there'll be one universally recognized goal for every human individual, enlightenment, when there'll be one universally recognized way to follow, the way simply of the higher evolution. But this new age, we have to realize, will not come to pass automatically. It depends on individual human effort. It'll come to pass only to the extent that the individual human being tries to grow. The parable of the burning house, we may say, points in the direction of the new age. It shows us how, even here, even now, we can transcend the human predicament.